This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Daniel Radcliffe has had a career any actor might envy. He's played an explorer of the Amazon, the poet Allen Ginsberg, and an FBI agent undercover with neo-Nazis. He starred in the drama Equus and the musical How to Succeed in Business without really trying. And no, I didn't forget it. He was in all 300 Harry Potter movies. Right now, Daniel Radcliffe is in a new play called The Lifespan of a Fact. And this may be the only work of theater ever written to give a leading role to a fact checker. And in justice, I may say, that we are all glad to see rectified. Now, the fact checkers at The New Yorker, I don't want to brag, but they have something of a reputation. So when Radcliffe wanted to get a taste of what fact checking was really like, it made sense for him to come by the office and try his hand at it. Here's Peter Canby, who runs the fact checking department.
So Daniel Radcliffe showed up at my office shortly after 10 on a Monday morning, along with Michael Shulman, who writes about theater for The New Yorker.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Very well.
The new checker.
Thank you very much.
And he didn't look unlike a new checker. And I wondered whether that had something to do with his intense immersion in the play, where he plays a fact checker in a mortal combat with a difficult writer.
Because one of the, obviously the sort of the flaws that, well, I don't know, maybe it isn't a flaw, that my character has in the play is he has no ability to differentiate between what one other character calls the things that matter and the things that don't. And he sort of gives equal weight to
everything.
I mean, so the thing is, people who aren't familiar with fact-checking mostly think things are either fact or opinion.
Right.
And we check the facts and we leave the opinions alone. But to us, the biggest thing that we work on is what I refer to as fact-based opinion. In other words, like, you have to know the underlying facts in order to correctly construct an argument. It's not really a science, it's more kind of an art. It's kind of akin to editing. There are kind of commonsensical judgments that you make, and of course that's a sort of squishy ground to make commonsensical judgments, but you know, we are journalists, so.
Well, we should show you how to do it, because we have something for you to work on.
Oh my God.
I believe you have a phone call scheduled with a chef of a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, what?
At 11. Yeah. Yeah, so you better get trained.
Are you?
Yeah, so what, I mean, the plan is...
The plan was to have Daniel Radcliffe check a short restaurant review at Tables for Two, written by Hannah Goldfield, herself a former checker.
She was very pleased to hear you'd be checking your piece. And
you're gonna wait till she gets, okay.
And it's a short review of a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant called Oxomoco. When we start a new checker, we sit them down with a manuscript and have them underline it for what they think is checkable fact and what's not.
Would it be right to underline the details from, like, the ingredients from the meals?
Yeah. Jazzed up with Old Bay. What is Old Bay?
Old Bay seasoning. It's like a seafood seasoning.
And she wants you to check that. And that's the kind of thing you could both do off the website and then check with Chef Justin, who your call was set up with at 11.
Wow, I'm gonna say that wrong. Aguachile,
I've never heard of that. A dish similar to ceviche, soupy aguachile. And you also, when there's kind of like a negative judgment in there, you would back off and make it.
Yes, yeah. It's like lava, commented one diner. Yeah, or surgery. Yeah, well, we won't be telling him this.
So it's a Greenpoint restaurant with a Venice Beach aesthetic. The problem with that is that that's a, if he says no, it doesn't have a Venice Beach. If for some reason he's offended by that formulation, it's not, it's her judgment. So maybe you could just say like a California beach aesthetic. After you're done with this, we'll set up a job interview in case you want to switch careers.
Oh no, I think I have a much easier job right now with a lot less pressure.
After I saw that Daniel Radcliffe had a good, firm, quick grasp on what was checkable and what was not, I walked him around the corner to have him work with Parker Henry, another of the checkers, and one of my deputies.
Hi, Parker. Dan, nice to meet you. How are you?
Take your time. Good luck.
Okay.
Way more nervous about this than, anything else.
You'll be smashing at it.
So Parker and Daniel went to the Oxymoco website, where they looked at menus, prices, and photos of the restaurant.
To it, yeah, right? That looks like California.
Yeah.
Aren't you, totally. You hanging out in California a lot?
No, not at all. People this pale don't, we really don't look good in California. Everyone just constantly assumes I'm ill.
So just because Parker and Daniel think that Oxymoco has a Venice Beach vibe doesn't mean that that's the way the chef at Oxymoco would describe it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bit of a dig.
I mean, I also
It's a bit of a dig.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what Venice, you're going for this speak, so I don't know,
Oh, so how are you going to fact check this? You could frame it like you have no idea that it's potentially offensive.
Okay, right. You know? Yeah. Just play really dumb.
Yeah, playing dumb is key. Intentional density. Some of us are just actually dense. Okay. Our 11 o'clock call is fast approaching. Okay. I mean, we could do it on speakerphone in the library, on my cell phone. Should we do that?
Yeah,
That might be better.
Hi, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. I'm Dan at The New Yorker. I'm wondering if you had a few minutes to answer some questions about... There's a review of your restaurant, and I'm just trying to fact-check it and make sure everything's accurate.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's up.
First off, your surname, is that spelled B-A-Z-D-A-R-I-C-H?
Correct.
Great. And then I'm just checking, I'm sure you do, but does the restaurant serve guacamole?
Yes.
Fantastic. The tempura shrimp... Our writer has estimated that that might have been had Old Bay seasoning as an ingredient. Is that?
No. When it comes out of the fryer, it's dusted with a cassier lime powder.
Oh, okay.
And then it's sprinkled with processed chili flakes.
Awesome! Great. Thank you very much. Is brunch at your place, which, by the way, sounds fantastic, and I did particularly like the brunch menu, looks amazing. Is brunch served 7 days a week?
Yes.
That's great news for the accuracy of this and for me. And would it be correct to say that you've sort of got a very light sort of California-y feel inside, sort of summery feel? I'm an English person who has not been to Mexico, so that was my first frame of reference.
As a fact checker, I have to point out that it turns out that Daniel Radcliffe actually had been to Mexico.
That's great, Justin. Thank you very much for being so helpful and so patient with me.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Have a great day. He's terrified about what we've written. What we've written. Look how quickly. And we got to the bottom of the Old Bay.
And we got to the bottom.
Cafe lime and chili flakes.
That was big.
Now we know.
That was revelatory.
That's my Watergate.
Yeah.
You're the Carl Bernstein.
I'm the Carl Bernstein of
tables.
Daniel did a great job as a fact checker.
That was big.
I'm going to offer him a job when he's done with the play.
That's great. Nothing I do today will be harder than that. I would get really stressed out doing that all the time.
Daniel Radcliffe. He's starring in The Lifespan of a Fact on Broadway. And we heard from Peter Canby, Parker Henry, and Michael Shulman. And you can read Michael's story about Radcliffe's visit at NewYorker.com.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.